Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Do you, you know our next step, Alpax? You know, we just want to share it. We're talking about something. Pat and I were talking about something. I said, man, we got to share this. It's so funny. It's like, you know, the next step Outbacks is a time where, you know, it's themed to Malachi 4, 5, and 6, you know, about turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. And we, you know, 10 years, you know, we carried this prophecy and it still continues today, but now it's relational versus that the progressive, intense prophecy that's been was delivered for 10 years. And you can find out more about that at Next Step Outback, right?
That's right.
But, and you can see some videos about it. But in that, you know, we do some different things to be able to build relationships. what are you looking at?
I think this is going somewhere.
I don't know. Let me look away. I can't look at Dante. He's going to make me mess up. Okay. you know, we do different things, you know. We do, you know, the fathers and the sons would, you know, draw, you know, banners and do things to build relationships. We would teach them the Ten Commandments, and we would, you know, different things to build relationships. And one part of them is like the corporate challenges that, you know, you send, you know, your employees on to build relationships. Well, we did the same thing with fathers, with parents and their children. And some of them are, you know, just different kind of games that are challenging and cause you to think and have to work together, that type of thing. One of the things we did is called a trust fall. Well, how did you know? And so... Now, a trust fall is like you stand up on a, we got to put this video, they can see this video on the torch. Yeah. Did you know we had a video of that?
No, I didn't.
What? And so, no, I'm just joking around. Not. Find it. No, I'm joking. And so it's standing 4 foot, you're 4 foot in the air, and 4 foot doesn't seem that high. But you understand, this is John, it's 4 foot up, that's like twice. And I'm like, no, seriously. I mean, 4 foot up, and your back, you're on the edge of this platform, and your back is facing the edge, and so you're going to fall off the platform backwards. But you're going to actually teach the people that are on the ground a way to catch you. And so you'll have people on both sides kind of like form a tunnel, and they'd stick their arms out, and you would fall backwards without looking into their arms. It's called a trust fall. And it was amazing how many parents, by the way, would tell their kids, you know, trust me. You just don't trust me. You just don't trust me. But when you saw parents trying to fall in their kids' arms, they didn't even trust their kids.
Nope.
And it's like, you know, that goes both ways, don't it? I mean, you're going to have to build a relationship with trust. And so, of course, you know, the leaders had to teach every time they would come to these events that nobody knew how to actually catch anybody. And so you had to teach them how to catch somebody who was trusting you. And, of course, John is an excellent teacher, right?
Right.
And so he's teaching these parents and their children. You know, this is a trust fall. You stand up here, and they're looking at him. Of course, they always look at you and go, "I don't think so." And he's telling them, "I'm gonna do this first." And he taught them how to catch him, so he could demonstrate how good his teaching is. And so, a brave man stood up there, turned his back to these people who he just taught, crossed his arms like he was laying in a casket. That's what you do. He stands straight as a board, and then he falls backwards. And then he falls backwards, and they just stand there and watch him bounce on the ground.
He didn't catch him.
He didn't even catch him.
That was really funny.
No. And it's reported, I'm not going to talk about Pastor Cindy who reported it, that she said, you hit the ground, jumped back up, and said, you didn't catch me.
Y'all supposed to catch me.
Now,
once they were all terrified.
Yes. I got to give you credit here. I got to give you credit now that he realized his first lesson, Lynn, didn't work. So he didn't give up on teaching people what was right. He taught them again. You taught them again. And then he went right back up to these very people that dropped him and said, of course, this time he's looking back at God. And, And he falls into their arms and they catch him this time.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
How many people teach people the first time and they don't get it and they just give up?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. we have to be willing to teach in a way that people get it. Mm-hmm. And to we're willing to fall into the arms of our very own teachings.
Mm.
And to we're willing to be entrusted by to those who actually we taught to be trustworthy.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Because if we're not willing to fall into their arms like John was and be dropped, you know, and that happens when you're building relationships. You know, you're teaching people how to trust because we got to leave the next generation. We have to teach them how to catch people.
Yeah.
And Paul said we got 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers. See, a teacher will just kind of blow in, blow up, and blow out. They just like teaching, you know, and they're not connected in the sense of they won't fall in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
But a father understands that you're going to carry this thing on. And so he's willing. He's so, and maybe a mother, they're so invested in you that they are willing to fall into the arms of their very own teachings to you and be caught because they need to know that. Are you going to be able to catch people?
Mm-hmm.
Can you catch them when they fall? Will you catch them? Or will you just sit there and just look at them? I mean, there's like, yeah, well, eight people, six people just sitting there just staring at them on the ground.
Yes.
and it didn't even cross their mind, but that's today. So yeah. many people, you know, are fallen, and I just really admired you.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was Amber.
Oh,
was
so my goodness.
Oh,
wow.
Shout out to Amber.
Yeah.
Shout out to Amber.
Yeah, give a shout out to Amber and Blake this morning. But, yeah, I just want to encourage you. This is so important that until you're ready to fall into the arms of your very own teachings, and sometimes you get dropped. But you're teaching people so they get it, not so you get a paycheck, like we talked about in the first part of this broadcast today. You're teaching them so they get it because you care about them, that you love them. You're like Josiah. You want the people to get it and have a relationship with God. And until you're ready to fall into the arms of your own teachings, until you're willing to trust your future with the very ones that you spoke into their lives, you're not ready yet.
Mm.
You're just one of the 10,000 teachers.
Right.
Mm. But there's 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers. For I'm your father in Christ Jesus. Listen, it's time for the fathers and the mothers in the Lord to rise up and begin to love this next generation and teach them to the point that you're willing to fall into the arms of your own teachings. You know, in case you missed it, you know, yesterday, it'll be in the highlights. It's definitely the VFN Torch. That if you've ever been on a trust fall before, you know, you can actually find out about a trust fall because, you know, John, you didn't get a chance to share. I realized I was listening to VFN Radio yesterday after we wrapped up, and you didn't get a chance to share about your experience that much, you know, because I was having so much fun sharing.
You really were.
Yeah. So what happened?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as you know, and you might have heard yesterday, you know, we've been for years reaching out to fatherless sons and daughters and through the Next Step Father and Son Camping Trip, which has now been known as the Next Step Outback, was out there doing some trust events, you know, teaching this group, this nice strong group, I thought, to do this trust fall. And this is what a chance
what kind of trust
you're talking?
Are you talking about trust like
say that again?
Like trust events, like
yes, it's like. Those what are they called? High ropes?
Oh, yeah. Corporate challenges and all that. Yeah, you got to learn to trust people that you work with.
Low ropes.
Right.
And so we had one of those events out there. And the idea was so we can learn that we can begin to start trusting each other. And one of the things that the parents had to do was to be able to fall in the arms of their children. And so you could imagine.
Wait a minute. The same one that can't remember to take the trash out?
Right.
Even though they're supposed to do it every single day, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
Or take the dog out, you know.
Right.
Even when they leave reminders everywhere, still, you know.
The one that can't remember to brush their teeth, you know. You're gonna, yeah. Hold your hands
you
this way.
Put on deodorant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh, no bath again today. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
3 days straight, all right. And they smile back at you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, they're supposed to fall into the arms of their teenage child at this event at the trust fall. And so the trust fall is basically set up about 4 feet high. Now, it doesn't seem too high, But when you're standing up on this 4-foot platform, Pat, and your back is towards this entire group, and you have to fall like a plank, like a dead man. You got to go, you know, bam, you know. Mm-hmm. It could be a little, you know, nerve-wracking. It was amazing to see how the parents, some of the parents were shaking in their boots, literally shaking in their boots. But so I give this instruction. I'm trying to, you know, get everyone to, they're looking at each other like, there's no way I'm falling into this person's arms. So I said, no, you can do this. You can do this. This is going to be good. We can trust each other. We can trust God. You know, God has your back. You just got to let go and let God. And we need to start, you know, trusting each other as well. And if this is what it's all about, relationship. And so I'm showing them the technique. You got to put your hands in between each other. You got to make sure that you put one leg forward, one leg back. You know, I thought I was doing a good job. Okay. I mean, I eye contact. I was speaking to everyone. They looked at me. They said, yep, we got it. Mm-hmm. You know, thumbs up. This is good. Mm-hmm. And so once I felt like I thought they had it, okay, right. I ventured up this 4-foot platform and I said, all right, I turned around. I said, you got me now, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we got you. We got you. So I have my arms, you know, folded like Greg said yesterday, like in a casket. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do like, you know, a wimpy fallback. I'm not going to stick my behind out, you know, and lean back a little bit. You know, some people poke their behind out. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, I'm going to plank it out.
That's not a safety position. Yeah. When you do something like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You're just kind of, you know, feeling it out and trying to put your, you know, behind out. You know, mm-hmm. So I'm planking. I'm doing the whole dead man thing. You know, I'm man of faith here because, you know, right. I thought I taught the lesson well. Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, I lean back. And dude, they dropped me. I mean, they dropped me.
Oh, bounce. Now, can you say
did they
bounce?
Slow you down at all?
Well,
it was, I mean, can you say bounce? I mean, like boom, 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 boom.
You know? Right. I heard a report that someone
they
said
couldn't get out. They couldn't get out of the way fast enough. I said they broke your fall because they were running back.
Right.
I was actually astonished as I lay there, and thank God God spared me. I didn't break anything, but
luckily we had a lot of padding.
This is true.
I'm thinking about the wheelbarrow thing. Do you remember the wheelbarrow thing in Spring Lake? We had the next about
Oh my God.
Do you remember speaking of roly poly and all that, trying to do the wheelbarrow thing with us rather large,
oh my God.
Species?
Wow, that sounds terrible.
It's because of all that Frito-Lay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
We've been eating too many chips. We got to quit eating so much chips. But hey, buy Frito-Lay today.
We like
I got a good friends of Frito.
Oh, but they sure make it lay. Oh. So anyway, they broke my fall. My pride was a little hurt there, but I got back up. Probably needed to. And I said, okay, let's do it one more time. You know, I gave another instruction, Pat, and I went out there and did it again. Mm-hmm. And they caught me.
Wow.
They caught me. But I tell you, if you've never done anything like that before, It's really a wonder. You never know what's inside of you until you actually have the opportunity to be challenged. You never know what fears or what limitations. You know, it's always, you know, I'm always amazed if you played at sporting events, those guys that were always, you know, all riled up in the locker room and, you mm-hmm. know, they're screaming, ah, we're going to get them. We're going to, you know, and they're banging it. You play football before, they're smashing their heads in the locker room. And after the first quarter now, and you're getting all tore up on that field, you're looking at them, you say, hey, guys, where's the fireman? What's happening?
Yeah, right.
We're getting trashed out there. And sometimes, you know, life can be like that. You know, you're going through a rough situation and, you know, it's all cool to be all full of faith. But when you face your challenge, when it's time to trust God, when it's time to lean back and not a wimpy, you know, stick your behind out, but you say, you know what, I'm going to trust God with everything I have. You'll be surprised what may or may not surface. And I'll tell you, we can trust God. He's faithful. He's good. You know, he even knows that the hairs on our head, they're all numbered by him. And if he takes care of a little sparrow, how much more will God be able to take care of you today?
Well, you know, we're known, John, by not by our Bibles in our hands. We're not known by our buildings or lack thereof. We're not known by how many chapters in the Word of God we read today. We're known by our love we have for each other.
That's right.
And, by the way, love always trusts.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't deal with the trust issues, I mean, a paranoid schizophrenic church is not going to be one that's known that we're God's disciples. Identification card to the world is that we love God, God loves us, and they see the love of God, and they want the love of God in their life.
You know,
but love always trusts. And so if you're walking around, you know, having trust issues, like John's saying, you know, think about them. You don't have to go in the wilderness. You don't have to build this huge, you know, platforms, and you don't have to get people around. Just stand in your living room, cross your arms. I mean, you look it up a little bit. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. You know, check with your doctor before you practice.
disclaimer.
Right.
Will kill you.
Make sure the floor is really good and hard. So if you hit it, you would know it. And then, the family members, have them stand behind you and just fall with your heels on the ground so you're not falling, you know, 4 feet, and just stay stiff as a board and fall into their arms. And you'll see yourself wanting to pull your arms from in front of you and catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, at what point am I going to trust these people?
Mm-hmm.
Called family.
Yeah.
Called believers, you know. And every pastor should be willing, every shepherd should be willing to stand stiff as a board, cross his arms or her arms, and fall back into the arms of the sheep, the believers that they're teaching, because that's love, because love always trusts, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, love always trusts. And so I encourage you, it's a good way to check to see, because you can assume, you know, everything's there, but when you start falling backwards, you know, you start realizing, I keep on trying to catch myself because I don't believe they're going to catch me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I'll tell you this, if you're in some big, huge crowd gathering, you know, and you're waiting for somebody to come and catch you, they probably don't know you, so you're going to hit the ground really hard.
Yeah. You may not want to try that experiment there, okay?
Yeah, so, and you can build a small group within the context of that crowd and start building relationships and start working on your trust issues. Mm-hmm. And then with those people that you build a relationship with, even though y'all still meet in a larger gathering, there's some people there that's got you back. And you got their back, and y'all love God and love each other. And that's arms of people that you can fall in, because times come. Hard times come. Seasons come. Sometimes we get jobs. Sometimes we lose jobs. Sometimes economy's up. Sometimes it's down. Where we're going right now, the most powerful thing that you can do as a prudent person, how you can prepare for what's going to happen, is start building trustful relationships with people around you. This stuff about hanging out and acting like you friended each other on Facebook, there for your friends. You can't fall back in the hands of 1,000 likes.
No.
You know, you're going to have to be somebody that knows you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus spent that time, you know, with 12.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He spent that time with 12, and understanding that and knowing that is a good way you can prepare, you know, for what is coming to the earth, what's coming to America. Mm-hmm. And what you're really doing is just going back to the original tent of the church and just having relationships and practicing on loving other people and the Beatitudes, you know, you can't do unto others unless you're around somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so you come around, and God loves us to love his people.
All right.
He says, as a matter of fact, he says that he's not unjust. He won't even forget that. Mm-hmm. He'll remember it forever. He says, I'm not unjust. I will not forget the love you have shown me, which means this is how we love God.
Right.
When you help my people and continue to help them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So really, when we practice and help people build their trust with each other, they're believers. I mean, you can't trust the world, obviously, but believers, then God's loving that. As a matter of fact, he's filling the love. He's filling the love. Isn't that something?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.